Well, welcome. And just a reminder that on Saturday, Debbie and Michaela are being confirmed. So please continue to pray for them for that special occasion. And you're all very welcome. And I've got Liz here. So Liz might be able to shuft you forward. There's Liz. Liz from Rackenford. And so we turn to the first page in our order of service. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In your resurrection, O Christ, let heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As once you ransomed your people from Egypt and led them to freedom in the promised land, so now you have delivered us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your risen Son. May we, the first fruits of your new creation, rejoice in this new day you have made and praise you for your mighty acts. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. And we turn now to our Easter anthems. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the old leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Come, let us enter the presence of the one who sits on the heavenly throne. Let us join with every creature in heaven and earth and add our voices to the choir of angels, worshipping and praising our Creator, the one most holy. Amen.
Amen. The first reading comes from Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 to 14. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders in a loud voice. They were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshipped. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our psalm this morning is Psalm 30, and we begin by saying the refrain together. I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. I will exalt you, O Lord, because you have raised me up and have not let my foes triumph over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you have healed me. You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. You restored me to life from among those that go down to the pit. Sing to the Lord, you servants of his. Give thanks to his holy name. For his wrath endures but the twinkling of an eye, his favour for a lifetime. Heaviness may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. In my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. You, Lord, of your goodness, have made my hill so strong. Then you hid your face from me, and I was utterly dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cried. To the Lord I made my supplication. What profit is there in my blood if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you or declare your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. O Lord, be my helper. I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Therefore, my heart sings to you without ceasing. O Lord, my God, I give you thanks forever. You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. Lord, you hide your face when we trust in ourselves. Strip us of false security and reclothe us in your praise, that we may know you as the one who raises from the dead, as you raised your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, world without end. Amen.
The Gospel reading comes from John chapter 21, verses 1 to 19. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from the shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. Jesus reinstates Peter. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Throughout the months of May and into June, we will focus our attention on some passages from the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible. Revelation brings the Christian Bible to its glorious conclusion with the fulfillment of the promise of liberation first given to Moses. I am the Lord, and I will free you. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God, it says in Exodus. The author of Revelation is said to be John, although John does not describe himself as the author, but rather as the scribe, writing down a vision, the revelation that Jesus has given to him. Interestingly, John is worshipping on the Lord's Day when he is given this vision, and is invited by Jesus to, and I quote, write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches. Inspired to do this, John reveals to us what he has seen, writing it down with words that are trustworthy and true. In his writing, John is encouraging not only his seven churches, but also us in our time, to continue and to persevere. The question that this vision attempts to answer is, who is Jesus? It's a question that people asked all through Jesus' life, as recorded in the Gospels. But now Jesus has died, is risen, has ascended, and is glorified. And the question is still the same. Who is Jesus? John's vision tells us that the answer to that question is in heaven. To put today's passage in context, Revelation begins with letters, seven letters, to seven churches. In chapter 4, the focus shifts to the throne of heaven, to God's throne, and to the praise of God in heaven. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. This praise never stops. It continues through day and night. The focus of chapter 5 continues to be on heaven. In verse 1, God holds a scroll. It is sealed with seven seals. An angel searches for someone, anyone who is worthy to open the scroll and to break the seals, but no one is found to be worthy. If the seals are never broken, then God's plan to defeat evil will never happen. In a sense, the scroll contains God's purposes for history, but the seven seals prevent the full disclosure and enactment of its contents. Someone has to be found who is worthy enough to open the scroll and break the seals. And there is no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth who has sufficient authority to unveil and implement God's secret agenda. The thought is so devastating that John bursts into tears. At this point, one of the elders tells John to stop crying because the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered and he can open the scroll. John turns to look at the lion, but instead sees a lamb who looks like he has been slaughtered. The lamb goes to the throne and takes the scroll, and immediately the elders fall before him and worship. Our passage from Revelation begins at this point, as worship and praise to the Lamb continues to grow. There's a choir, and I wonder if it's like our X Valley Jubilee choir, but the heavenly choir, John describes, comprises of four living creatures, elders, and thousands of angels. The Bible describes it as myriads, 10,000. So this choir is a choir of thousands and thousands, a countless number praising and worshipping God. And they all sing the same thing. Worthy is the Lamb. And they sing it over and over again. I sometimes find it amusing when people complain about modern worship songs which repeat the same phrase over and over again. And I think, you haven't read the book of Revelation, have you? Because singing these lines over and over again is a taste of heaven. People in John's day would have been used to shouting, "Worthy is the Emperor," whenever he appeared in public. But in heaven, it is not the emperor, but the Lamb who is worthy of praise. So why is the Lamb worthy of praise? The answer is in verse 12, worthy of the Lamb who is slain. The Lamb is the favorite title for Jesus in the book of Revelation, and the Lamb is always described as the one who was slain. He may be resurrected and he may be Lord of all, but his worthiness comes from the fact that he is the Lamb who was slain, who went to the cross and died for the sins of the whole world. He is the only one who is worthy. He is the only one powerful enough to open the seals of the scroll and to engage and defeat the powers of evil. At that point, as if the choir needed more members, the choir gets even bigger, so that every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them begin to sing and worship the throne of God and the Lamb. Can you imagine it? The heavenly choir worships God as the creator of all things, and the choir is composed of every creature in the whole of creation. Wow, what a sight, what a prospect. This powerful picture of heavenly worship begins near the throne of God and then pours out to include every creature in heaven until it rushes out even further, cascading upon earth like a waterfall. And when we worship, that is what we are tapping into. We join with all the company of heaven and cry, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory." And there's only one response to this exuberant praise and worship. The only thing possible left to say is Amen. And the same is true for us. John's vision of heaven reminds us that despite the sufferings and evils of this world, the violence and the injustice, there is more, much, much more to come. Salvation, resurrection, worship and joy. The decisive victory has been won. It's been won by the Lamb who was slain. That is why we're still in the season of Easter. The victory has been won, and the Lamb is worshipped in heaven, and we are invited to join in with the song of heaven. We are invited to praise and thank Jesus for what he has done for us. We are invited to worship the throne of God and the Lamb who was slain. We are invited to fall at his feet and to say, Amen, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Let us pray. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Loving God, we pray for those who carry the burden of guilt and all who bear the weight of failure. May Jesus turn their lives around. We pray for all who are afraid of their past and all who are fearful of their future.
May Jesus turn their lives around.
We pray for those desperate for forgiveness and determined to begin again.
May Jesus turn their lives around.
We pray for those whose mistakes are public and for leaders who have misused their power.
May Jesus turn their lives around.
We pray for ourselves and for one another, remembering particularly those who are unwell. We pray for Jack, for Jen, Jennifer, Alan, Aileen, Rosemary, Ali, Brenda, Kathy, Olivia, Gerald, Cynthia, Rod, Pippa, Joe, Stephen, Margaret, Dave, and for those who have died, Eileen Sauder, Bob Ogden, and Els Horsey. May Jesus turn our lives around. Amen.
And the collect for the day. Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladdened the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life and serve you continually in righteousness and truth through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And we say together the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. God the Father, by whose love Christ was raised from the dead, open to you who believe the gates of everlasting life. Amen. God the Son, who in bursting the grave has won a glorious victory, give you joy as you share the Easter faith. Amen. God the Holy Spirit, whom the risen Lord breathed into his disciples, empower you and fill you with Christ's peace. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. And we say together, Send us out, Lord. Keep before us the vision of heaven on earth. Show us the way of life that is the pattern of Christ. Fill our hearts with the hope and promise of your ongoing work of transformation in our lives, now and every day. Amen. Thank you very much, Liz. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining this morning. The coffee morning is in person this week. It's at the Red Lion at Oakford. Everybody is very welcome. If you need a lift, please could you phone either Sally Mundy or Dawn Williams and they will arrange a lift for you. Robert and I are away from this afternoon until Friday, but the office here will be open on Wednesday morning and Friday morning. And we look forward to being with you next week for our next exciting instalment of Revelation. If you like to read the bits in between, if you've got nothing better to do. And we look forward to being with you then. God bless you. May you all have a really good and happy week. Bye-bye.